Gurmaiga the Han Corlia. Agus Ara, Shaw Realtis in a watch a Kruhia, Erishik Zerishale, Gagorinch of Arrogant Nakani Kri Armawa. Taroka has the billion Galai Fikigon Ohio Hospital Nation to Nyani. Tishavakayu Trihid Trihashe Mili Euro, Urshad Narahar. Heen Puncha Keher, million euro lehe in Baha Slandale. Agus the sample is Mulle. Did a hodge Koramau Arrogant Kenny Kirin the Chira Shah to Shivakayu 9 million or pouchni da Guhan Poke. August had Greg in the Chira Shah Kestu will a plot Kalte again Realta Shah. Shaw sample Ella the Realtas Nafederling Munin of Eontu, O Hu Ken Arrogant, O Hu Arrogant Nagani Kiri Akahu Morishgart. Minister, this is a government that has proven time and time again that it plays fast and loose with taxpayers' hard earned money. We've seen an overspend of €1.5 billion in respect of the National Children's Hospital. You're spending 336, or you've spent €336,000 on the bike shed, €1.4 million on the security hut. And in the budget on Tuesday, we saw the latest example of your waste of taxpayer money when you announced €9 million for phone pouches. The ordinary people of Ireland are asking, has this government lost the plot? This is just another example of a government that can't be trusted with taxpayers' money. And can I ask you, Minister, when you sat round the cabinet table and made this decision, did not one person put up their hand and ask the question that maybe we should spend this money on the 100 children with additional needs that still don't have a school place at this point in time? Did not one government minister at the table maybe say we should spend this money increasing capitation funding so that schools can actually cover their lighting, can actually cover their heating bills? Did nobody at the cabinet table put up their hands and say, why don't we just ask the kids to leave their phones in their bags? Spending €9 million on phone pouches is grotesque and it is inexcusable, particularly at a time when Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have underfunded our schools across the state, with many schools, most of them, are struggling to pay to electricity costs and heating costs. And budgets, as you know, are all about choices. And when you choose to underfund our schools for the basics, it's the parents. It's the parents that pick up the tab. And we see this right across the state. We see it with cake sales, race nights, 5K, voluntary contributions, all to raise money to keep the lights on and to pay the bills. And if there was ever an example of political parties being in power for far too long, drifting further and further out of touch with the realities on the ground, it is the Taoiseach, where he took to social media this week championing the fact that you're spending €9 million on phone pouches. You couldn't make this up. So, Minister, just stop. Stop the waste. Unlike the bike shed, unlike the 1.4 million security hut, this money, as of yet, has not been wasted. So will you just please see sense? Will you announce to the people of Ireland that you are not going to waste €9 million on phone pouches? And will you instead put that money into schools so that we can pay for the lights, the electricity costs, the heating costs and other costs that those schools need? Gurmaigat.
Gurmaigat, Count Corla, and Minister Foley announced details of an unprecedented education budget of €11.8 billion. And part of the €9 million which has been allocated for new mobile phone pouches to support schools is to implement a policy which is about mental health, well-being and the dignity of children. And I would say to you, Deputy Doherty, you should never play politics when it comes to the mental health of young people, of children in schools across our communities. The investment in children's welfare, in mental health, in dignity at school is never a waste of money. And if this helps one young person in a school where they've had difficulties, for example, with the use of mobile phones in schools, is that not a progressive and practical initiative to help support young people, to help support their learning in schools? This policy is underpinned with clear evidence internationally. We have the UN and many European and other jurisdictions around the world demonstrating that this is a research-based initiative. It's an initiative supported by parents of children all over our country, building on the success of the Keeping Childhood Smartphone Free initiative. As Minister Foley outlined this week, schools will have the authority to decide what phone storage option they will have. And the international research on smartphones is incontrovertible and clearly demonstrates that students perform better when they take a break from a mobile phone. We're ensuring that students do have a breakaway from their mobile phone to help their learning, to help their well-being in schools. And I would say to you, you should not play populist, shallow, divisive politics when it comes to the mental health of young people. That's the purpose of this investment. And if you take it in the context of our wider investment in education, through this budget, we are investing €2.9 billion in special education. We're extending the provision of free school books to all students in the senior cycle. €75 million in increased capitation funding. And Minister Foley has secured that, but she's also cognizant of the concerns of parents right across the country when it comes to the use of smartphones in schools. And this is a practical measure to give effect to the policy which has been introduced in jurisdictions right across the world. And it's a great pity that Sinn Féin won't take the time to study this initiative before you go to your stock position, which is to attack everything. Anger and attack is your policy, not constructive politics dealing and trying to give a practical outworking of a solution when it comes to the use of mobile phones in schools. Have you listened to the parents whose children have been impacted by the enormous damage caused by smartphone use during the day? And this will make an impact. It will make a difference. And we should never play politics when it comes to the investment in our young people, in initiatives that will help their mental health, their well-being. And that's what's at the centre of this initiative in what Minister Foley has sought to do.
Are you for real? Yeah. Seriously, talk to any parent out there who's got a child with mental health difficulties. And show me one of them that says that their priority, instead of getting somebody that will help them, that their priority is getting a magnetic phone pouch that's going to cost the state €9 million. Your government has underfunded mental health for years. So don't try and wrap this vanity project up as some way of supporting hard-pressed parents who know that their children are being let down over and over again. Minister, if you want to ban mobile phones, tell the kids to leave them in their pockets. Don't be spending €9 million on pouches. It makes no sense at a time when schools are struggling, when mental health is struggling. And you dress this up as something that it is not. Do you seriously think that any child who is self-harming at this point in time and who can't get the support through the mental health services, where they are underfunded right across the state, that the priority for those parents is a phone pouch? You're living in cloud cuckoo land if you genuinely believe this. So I say to you now, just like the bike shed, just like the security hub, stop the waste. Fund proper services. Put the €9 million, if you want, into the services that parents are demanding, screaming out for in mental health. Therapists, people who can see them, instead of waiting not only for months, but in some cases for years, to see a practitioner.
It's again your populist politics driven by anger, a shallow attack on an initiative that will make a difference. And this is part of a wider well-being and mental health policy in schools. And if you looked at all the international research from the UN and others, this makes a difference when it's being introduced. Smartphone bans in schools has an impact on young people's mental health. And just as I've said previously, an investment in children's welfare, in mental health and in well-being in schools is not a waste of money. And Minister Butler, who's beside me here, has secured record funding over the last 5 years, a 43% increase in mental health funding for our mental health services right across the country. And we are supporting the improved recruitment within our mental health services in community health organisations right across our country. So complementing this initiative is an unprecedented investment in our health system, in support the growth of our mental health services. But you should not go back to your stock position of attacking initiatives which will make a difference.
I will attack single day.
You're a party that looks to spend day in, day out in all the budgetary positions you've outlined in your pre-budget submission. It's a party policy defined by more spending on everything. In fact, that's your pre-budget submission.
This is a
policy to protect children, to protect their mental health and well-being in schools. And you should not, it's disappointing to see you attack an initiative that will make a difference.